Welcome to Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Chris.
And I'm Lorenzo.
And welcome to this week's Thoughtful Thursday. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Hacking Your Leadership and leave us a review on iTunes. Also, check out our YouTube and Patreon pages and the links in the podcast description. For this week's Thoughtful Thursday, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever heard the term or the phrase, there's no I in team?
Absolutely. Many times throughout high school and in a million different YouTube videos, for sure.
It's a phrase that goes back a long time, and it got me thinking about times when we as leaders can choose to use the word I or the word we when making a statement, and how sometimes leaders can make a decision to use the wrong one. And so what I'm wondering for you is, have you ever incorrectly used I or we when it should have been the other one, and your team called you out for it?
I'm sure I have. I think where I hear it more, like I think about it in the context of when it is important, like I will take the responsibility for this, or like, you know, what I need is, you know, to make sure people are, you know, living up to the commitments that they make for themselves. Like I think as a leader, taking ownership of the expectation or taking ownership of maybe the mistake or the failure, I think is probably when the using the word I is way more important.
Right.
I think when it's we, you know, like the collective of when there's success or when there's recognition, or like, do we all agree and we're moving the team forward as a collective? I think that's when the language matters. But I agree with you. I think I hear it, like, it's almost like when the record skips, when, you know, in the middle of a song, when you hear somebody say it the wrong way, you know, like, what? Like,
right.
I did this. I was successful with this. Don't you mean we? Like, don't you mean your team, your people? Like, so I think it sticks out a lot more when other people do it. But I can't think a time when maybe I, like, where I was either stopped in the middle of something or was given that feedback.
I've never had an issue using the word I when it should be a we. I have a hard time actually taking credit for things that I actually should take credit for. And so sharing that around, it has always come easy to me. Where I have been tripped up on this in the past is using we when I should be using I, when I'm trying to kind of de-risk something. You know, if I made a decision and it was moving forward based on something that I did, and then I get questioned on it, then it can be very easy to say, yeah, we just decided this was the right thing to do. And it's like, you know, what do you mean we? Do you mean you? You know? Yeah. There's that same record skip there. And I would say that if I've had failures in this topic in my past, it's definitely been on that side of things, as opposed to, you know, taking credit for something that I shouldn't be taking credit for. But neither is good, right? You know, like, if you're a leader, it's really important to get the balance right of when to use I or we, and to know. And I know that when I'm using the wrong one, that there's a little part of me that's going, oh, it's the wrong word. What are you doing there? You know what word you should be using right now. And there's that little, you know, voice, and you just tell the voice to shut up and move forward.
You shut up, voice.
Yeah, you shut up, voice.
I'm in charge.
We decided to use this word, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's important. And where some leaders can get tripped up on this, I think, is that your team might have a different opinions based on, you know, from person to person on what the right one is. Because not everything is black and white, clear cut, as, you know, positive, moving the team forward or taking responsibility for a failure. There are different things that can have multiple prospects of both. You know, you go through an entire project that might last several months, and at the end you're talking about what you did as a team. It sounds weird if you as a leader are presenting what the outcomes were to a broader group of people on something that was very, very long, and you're switching back and forth. Because, you know, when it's a good thing, you want the whole team to get credit for it. And when it's a failure, you want to take responsibility for it. But you can't really switch back and forth between I or we. You either have to own the responsibility as the leader. And if it's your decisions, then you do that. But if it's something that you did as a team, I don't think there's anything wrong with the team owning the responsibility of the accountability if it really was a team effort. I think sometimes leaders can have a tendency to kind of own that themselves in an effort to say, hey, you know what? The buck stops with me. I'm the team leader. So if there's a failure, it's on me. I think there are some failures that you can actually own as a team. You don't have to necessarily take responsibility for all the failures as the leader just because you happen to lead the team, unless it truly was your decision. I'm wondering if I'm wrong on that, if I'm missing something, so I want to ask you that. But first, I want to give it up to a word from one of our sponsors. All right, Lorenzo, am I wrong on that one? Is it my responsibility as the leader of a team to always own the accountability alone? Or is it okay to own be accountable for a failure as a team, even if I'm the team leader?
No, it's absolutely okay, especially if it's a team thing. And so, like, here's an example. If you have a team of leaders and there's inconsistency in either communication to the team, or not every leader is, maybe showing the proper behaviors or you know, meeting the expectations of what we all committed to, or executing the strategy that we all agreed to, where it's not just one individual, but there's a delta in the behaviors that are supposed to be happening, then we own that as a team. Like, and I've had that conversation to say, like, as, you know, we have to be better. We collectively have to be better. Some of you may be doing good work and really going out there. Others of you may be struggling with this and not living to the expectation, and some may be in the middle, but we collectively have to move better as a team. So we own it as a team. And so I think that that's the proper context when it is a commitment by the team that we've all agreed to, and then it's not showing up in which the way that we agreed to do it, then we own it all as a team. Because as the leader, if I made sure that we came to an agreement, that we all committed to do the same behavior, and that we all walked away, you know, committing to going and doing that thing, then really I've done my job. For those that are not executing at that level, that's when we need to have those conversations, but we need to own that as a collective team.
Do you think that there's an element of whose job it is to fix it has to influence the words that are used? So it's not necessarily who caused the problem, if there is one, but rather whose responsibility it is to fix it. So if we need to get better as a team, then if it's the job of everybody to kind of hold each other up and teach each other and train each other, that sounds accurate to me. We need to get better as a team. That implies a collective accountability and responsibility to help each other up, to look at each other and say, okay, you're good at this, I'm good at that. Let's work together to kind of help each other's weaknesses. In some teams where you have, you know, potentially a lot of remote work, or in teams where it's not an actual team or collective effort, it's just a whole bunch of individual efforts that kind of aggregate together to be a team outcome. If you as the leader are responsible for training the team, is it still a we need to get better, or is it an I need to get better at training the people on the team?
I just think it's a matter of what the thing is. Again, if it's a team commitment that we have all agreed that this is what we're going to do, and we've had an opportunity to talk about it, people have had an opportunity on the team to raise any concerns or ask for help or ask for training, and they didn't, and they made a commitment, then we own it as a collective team. And then I think that if you have leaders that are showing up at different levels of execution, like, the first thing that has to happen is the leaders, to your point, need to hold each other accountable. So if you're not having the conversation with your peer, if you're not pulling them aside and saying, hey, I'm either hearing this or I'm seeing this, you're not living up to the expectation, or you're not meeting the commitment that you gave, then yeah, that's a team behavior. Like, right. Like, if we allow our peers to not do the work and then just sit back and complain about it, we haven't done a good job collectively holding each other accountable. If that has happened and the person on the team is still refusing to do the work, then that's when the leader of leaders, myself, would have to step in and then go have a conversation with that person to say, like, we collectively committed, you're not doing it, your peers have had the conversations with you, you're still not doing it, so now it's just a you thing, not an us thing. Right. And that's where we can have that level of dialogue. But that's where, as the leader of leaders, that is my responsibility to step in and have that conversation.
Right. Leaders get hammered for doing this the wrong way. And to your point, you said no one's been called you out in the moment. I don't think I've ever heard anybody call anybody out on that in the moment. It's always later. It's always later where they talk about it behind your back.
Now, as I'm thinking back on it, there has definitely been times where people have maybe pulled me aside after something and either provided feedback or questioned something or asked for clarity on something. Not specifically the we thing, but that has happened. But I agree with you. It's like, if I mishear it, or if I hear it and I'm like, oh, that's not good, I'm definitely going to be like, oh, excuse me, didn't you mean we? like that's probably not going to go over well.
Right.
you know, and that would be something that would be given as feedback later, probably because it could come across as either deceitful or maybe a blind spot from an ego standpoint.
Sure.
And I think those types of things really should be probably handled off to the side to understand, and then provide that person an opportunity to go out and either apologize or fix it or restate what they need to state to those that were in the room.
Right, right. And I can't even begin to think of a way to call somebody out on the wrong usage in a way that doesn't make you look just as much of a jerk as the person who used it incorrectly. It's almost like you corrected their grammar, you know? Like it seems like a really small thing, and you're not correcting their grammar. You're correcting a huge implication about what was done on the team or not done as a team or as an individual, but it sounds petty in the moment, you know? Like that I think that's why we don't hear it called out in the moment, but I think that's why leaders can be tripped up by this. So I think, you know, if I'm a leader of people, if people listening right now, if you're a leader of people, there is no right way to do this, to call out a failure on this part. But it is important to make sure that your peers, your leaders, and people who report to you understand that there are huge implications with using these words correctly or incorrectly. There is no one right answer. It varies from situation to situation. And if you know of people who you care about as a leader and they have blind spots to this, it's important to have these conversations with them, probably in the moment after it has happened. So you can give a specific example as opposed to just kind of like, oh, hey, you tend to do this, which usually doesn't go over very well.
Absolutely. And with that, it brings us to the end of this episode. This is Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Lorenzo.
And I'm Chris.
And have a great day.